Hello, my name is Martha Hammond. I'm the Library Services Consultant for the ICAM. And this is Chad Smith, who's running our soundstage. And today we're at Holland Elementary School in southwest Boyce County, Indiana. And I would like to introduce you to the individuals gathered around our table. Julie Bryant is a digital rights manager for 9 school corporations. And in 7 of those, she is also a VI teacher. And she's going to tell you a little bit more about that in a while. Also with us today is Mara Yoakum, who is the instructional assistant to one very special student whom I'm going to introduce you to. And Ms. Yoakum, Ms. Julie has told me that you are her right hand. She said that without you, she would not be able to do her job. I can tell that there is a strong rapport between the three of you. And I know that the end of the school year is often just as busy as the beginning. And thanks to all of you for giving us this time today.
Thanks for giving us a chance to do this.
Thank you. And finally, I'm honored to introduce you to Drew Meese. Drew is finishing up the 2nd grade here at Holland Elementary School. And you're going to meet him and learn a lot about him in the next little while. But Drew, there was a wonderful article about you in the Jasper Herald a couple of months ago. And when we all read that, we were like, we've got to meet this guy. He sounds amazing. So thank you especially for taking time out of your school day to come in today. And I would like for you to tell us about that award that the article mentioned.
I received a deck of cards in Braille, and I received a book certificate that I could get some books with, and a $50 check. And I received these for winning the Braille Challenge.
The Braille Challenge. And can you tell me a little bit about that competition?
Well, the Braille Challenge was done all over the place. The one I went to was in Indianapolis. There were 3 tests. It was spelling, reading comprehension, and proofreading. And the Braille Challenge, you had to take those 3 tests, and there would be a winner from each state, and the top 10 would go to L.A.
I see. And so were all the people that you were competing with, were they all in the 2nd grade?
Yeah, 1st and 2nd.
1st and 2nd grade. Excellent. Well, congratulations on winning that.
Thank you.
And some really great prizes. You're welcome. Ms. Julie, how long have you taught VI students?
This is my 2nd year with visually impaired students. I actually worked with Drew as an instructional assistant when he was in kindergarten on a consultative basis through Southwest Du Bois. So I've been with Drew, this is the 3rd year.
I see. And so were you a gen ed teacher before this?
I wasn't. I just went back to school and finished my teaching degree. I had been a parapro for a student who was totally blind in another school corporation and decided that I wanted to finish my teaching degree. This is what it led to.
So you've been working with Drew since kindergarten,
yes,
you said. And I was just going to ask you about his attitude towards school and his work habits. And I can
Drew's tell. Work ethic is over the top amazing. He wants to be the best at everything he does. In his class, they do accelerated reader. And the goal for the 2nd graders here at Holland Elementary is 30 points for the year. Well, Drew reached that goal mid-year and was very upset that he did not reach it first in his class.
He was a close 2nd all year long.
So, since you are such a proficient reader, then can I assume that reading is your favorite subject in school?
Reading's okay, but it's not my favorite subject.
Okay, so what is your favorite subject?
Math.
And can you explain to me some of the challenges you face in doing math in Braille?
Well, there is a math acuity test, and it's got 30 questions, and it's really hard. And that's a challenge, definitely.
So I would imagine there's multiplication and division and what sorts of problems are on there?
No, it was more of graphs and story problems.
There's lots of visual problems on the acuity test, so it requires lots of manipulatives to be made up before he is able to take that test.
When you're given an assignment in class, Drew, how do you prepare that assignment to turn into your teacher's?
Usually, I would use my Perkins Boiler. But if I do facts, which I'd only write the numbers, just the answers, then I would use my Braille note.
Mara, I know that Drew goes to regular classes and then he works with Miss Julie for pullouts on reading, is that correct?
Yes.
And can you explain to us the assistance you provide for Drew?
Well, the most important part of my job is helping Drew become more independent in the classroom. But with that being said, the learning environment for Drew requires the use of many manipulatives to aid in his learning. So, for example, math, I would take a lesson and decide what type of manipulatives we'd need for that lesson. So I would pull together geometric shapes, fractional pieces, braille clocks, just whatever we would need to aid in his learning. And then we also, I'll take graphs or pictures, and we'll use different mediums to make them tactile. So we'll use hot glue or wiki sticks. Drew, what else do we use? We use tactile stickers.
Well, one of the things she might talk to you about, thermal form machine, you put paper in it, it would raise the picture up so that I could feel it.
And one thing that's really amazing to me is that, Mara, you've been here since August.
Yes.
Right? And Julie is relatively new to the field, and yet you guys seem like you've got everything under control and you know exactly what you're doing and where you're going with Drew, and it's just such a great team. I just want to emphasize that it's really evident, the work that you do together.
Thanks. It works out. It's nice because if there's a new skill, then I'll introduce the skill, and Mara is amazing at following up with that skill and presenting it the same way that I presented it so that it's not confusing for Drew.
It doesn't take long for Ms. Yoakum to catch on to a new skill.
Yeah, and it doesn't take Drew very long to catch on to a new skill either.
I can tell. One of the VI teachers that we interviewed earlier this year told me that sometimes students who are blind miss some of the incidental learning and social cues that other children receive because they're in a classroom and group settings. And can you two speak to that and Drew's development during the time you've worked with him?
Well, I think Drew does great socially, honestly. He's kind of a social butterfly anymore. I think it's important for myself to pay close attention to what's going on in the classroom. For instance, if the children all start laughing, you know, to speak up and say, this is what just happened, this is why everyone's laughing, so he doesn't miss those types of things. Mm-hmm. If I notice one of his friends looks sad or upset, you know, I'll say, Drew, so-and-so looks upset, so that he knows to, you know, to have that social skill that ask what's wrong or, you know, what's going on. And I truly believe that that type of learning for him is equally as important as core curriculum.
Okay, and Miss Julie, I mentioned your roles in the 9 schools that you serve, and can you give us some feedback on your roles in all those corporations?
I am a teacher of record for 19 students, actually service 28 students now. I am DRM for the 9 school corporations, and I am the VI service teacher for all those corporations, but I only have students in 7 of the 9 now.
Only in 7. I like that.
I spend a lot of time on the road. That's my thinking time, my time where I'll think, oh, I want to do this with this student where I'm going. Some days feel very overwhelmed. I have aides in some other buildings as well. I do spend time with Drew in the classroom. I pull out with him typically an hour to an hour and a half a week. And when I'm doing that, Mrs. Yoakum prepares things for the rest of the week using the Duxbury program and getting things ready. So that gives her some work time, and it gives me a chance to spend some time with Drew mm-hmm. in the classroom.
How is your experience with getting your materials through the ICAM? and the IERC as far as goes things like timely manner? Do you get your materials when you need them?
I do. In fact, I started ordering earlier this year, and I stopped because I was getting things for next year already. In the 9 corporations or the 7 that I have students in, I do have a student in at least every corporation that received large print or braille. I have everything come to me at our co-op office, and then I distribute that. I go back at the end of the year and pick up those books, box them up, and ship them back.
Excellent.
Organization has been key for me the last 2 years.
But those are excellent tips, because being proactive early, I think, is the key to getting your materials when you need them. And if there's training involved for the teachers or students or parents, you know, you have plenty of time to set that up. And it's a organization is a big problem for a lot of our VI teachers because of the overwhelming responsibilities, then neglect to order early.
Because your office is typically in your car. Mara's been a huge help to me in that not only does she do her job with Drew, she also is great at helping me just stay organized. And
so start early and get help.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely.
That's how that works out.
Yes.
Okay, now Drew, let's go back and talk about your learning experiences. When you receive an assignment for the next day, how do you go about organizing and doing your homework?
My manual Braille and my Braille notes.
And when you take your work home, do you have a place in your home that's just for study?
My desk.
And is your desk in your room?
Yeah, yes.
And who built that desk?
My dad.
Your dad built your desk?
Yes.
And is there something really special about the desk?
It's going to be. It's going to lock.
The drawers will lock. And do you have lots of valuables that you need to keep in there?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Drew's obsession is what, Drew? Tell him.
Office supplies.
I knew that about you. So tell me the types of accessible materials and devices that you've used so far. I know that you use Braille.
Braille, no. My cane. Mm-hmm. My cane is definitely a good one.
Lots of manipulatives.
My math window, yeah.
Do you use any Learning Ally files?
Yes.
And do you like to listen to those?
Yes.
On his Braille note, he has refreshable Braille.
It's a computer, but in Braille.
We call it his computer for a blind person.
The PC for the blind.
Yeah. But I have to say, and I know Mrs. Joachim agrees, Drew is so proficient.
I can Braille it and send it through, and it'll print it out on in print. It's much easier for spelling tests, because beforehand, Miss Yoakum, I would have to Braille them on my Braille, and Miss Yoakum would have to transcribe them, and it would take longer to turn them in. But with this, you can just print it and give it to the teacher.
In this library, are there lots of Braille books here for you?
There is a little area that we have that's set up for Braille books.
How do you read most of your Braille books, Drew?
I can read on my Braille note. So that's mostly where I read all my books.
I download from Bookshare, as well as some from Learning Ally. And
right now, I'm listening to The Hunger Games.
His mom reads to him as well. And they've read Percy Jackson,
Harry Potter series. The Kane Chronicles series.
So, Drew, tell me what makes these women such great teachers for you. How does this relationship work?
Well, they're fun. They push me to do my best. They're patient. Things like that.
Who's the tough one?
Julie.
Miss Julie's the tough one.
I mean, she's a little more tough.
And how would you describe Miss Yoakum?
She's pretty easy.
I get on you every now and then.
True.
And what did I tell you that you had to do this year that you were not happy about? What do you have to do every night at home?
Read for 20 minutes.
Well, that's a really great assignment, and that's not a terribly long time, is it, Drew?
Oh, but she's moving it to 30 in the summer.
Oh, well.
And we're going to make sure of that at the library, aren't we, Drew?
Yep.
So you'll go to the public library?
The Huntingburg Public Library, 3 hours a week.
With Mrs. Yoakum.
With Mrs. Yoakum.
Very good. You don't want to lose skills over the summer.
No. Last summer, to tell you the truth, I mean, at the beginning of this year, I mean, I lost everything. I mean, it was pretty hard going, but we're going to make sure that does not happen this summer. I can read 60 words per minute, and I'm striding for 75.
Wow.
Words. And 60 words per minute typically is a third grade score for an average Braille reader.
From his vocabulary and the way he presents himself, I can tell that he is a good comprehender of 60 words per minute. So no problem there, is there?
No.
Do you have pets at home?
Yes.
What do you have?
I have two dogs, a male and female, and a female cat.
And what breed are the dogs?
Well, the female dog, she is Boxer Labrador mix, and I don't exactly know the male's breed. He's a mutt, I know that.
There it is.
So have you ever discussed with your parents or your teachers at some point in your future maybe having a service dog?
Yes.
And what do you think about that?
I will have a service dog.
Probably not until he's older.
Yeah.
You know, maybe in college or...
College, yeah.
Right now he has his cane and Mrs. Yoakum and his friends, so... But down the road when he... Because Drew will definitely be a very independent adult,
yes.
I believe. So,
I believe so.
Because he does lots of things himself now. What else did we learn to do this year that's made a big difference in getting dressed? That Mrs. Conway, the occupational therapist, worked with you a lot on. What can you do now so that you don't trip and fall and break your neck?
Oh, I can tell my shoes.
Awesome. Tie your shoes. So you recently celebrated a birthday, right, Drew?
Yes.
And what were your big birthday gifts that made you so happy?
Well, an Army Swiss knife, a BB gun, and a slingshot.
My. Maybe we're glad we're not neighbors. Tell me, what does a little boy who's blind do with a BB gun that's safe?
Well, my brother helps me aim, and I shoot a big, round, circular piece of plastic.
And have you had any mishaps with the BB gun?
I did shoot my neighbor's shed.
And if they didn't know that, they will now.
Well, it sounds turned off, so...
And what about the Swiss Army knife? What do you go camping? What do you do with that?
I chop trees down for bark and firewood, things like that.
You're pretty good with that slingshot too, aren't you?
Yeah, I get stones out of my ditch.
What do you shoot at?
Cinder blocks.
Oh, well, that's good and safe.
Drew, tell them what you did with the Nerf gun one time.
When I was at Miss Yoakum's house, I took a Nerf gun and shot her in the eye.
Yep, he did.
I mean, it would have went right into her eyeball if she wouldn't have put it. It hit the newspaper, and like, she...
He finds this very funny.
It was funny, and I had to run back in her room to avoid being, being shot by her son, Aiden.
And why do you like to go to Mrs. Yoakum's house?
Because I play with her son, Aiden.
How old is he?
He's 8, like me.
Uh-huh. Good. And when you get together with your family, I know that you like to play Wii games. So can you tell me about the best one?
Well,
for you.
It's changed.
Oh, it has?
What used to be your favorite?
It used to be bowling, but now it's boxing. But they're both... Good. I usually win.
That's what I was getting at. That's what I heard. You were the high scorer. Drew, when you grow up, what do you plan after school is over and you're out in the world?
Everything is over. I graduated and everything. The President of the United States.
You're going to be the President of the United States. That's quite a goal. And Miss Julie and Miss Yoakum, do you have anything you would like to add today?
I feel blessed every day to get to work with Drew and Mrs. Yoakum and all the other students that I work with throughout the seven corporations that, you know, I really appreciate the ICAM coming and doing this interview with us today. We've really enjoyed it. And Drew and Mrs. Yocum and I were looking forward to it. A little nervous.
A little nervous.
Yes.
But we were looking forward to it.
Well, thank you all for coming. It's been a great morning. And Drew, you're just such a wonderful person to get to know. And I appreciate your time. And we were a little bit nervous, too. So I know what you mean. But I think this is a young man that we're going to be seeing again sometime in the future. We'll flip on the TV, and there'll be Drew Meese.
President of the United States.
The President of the United States. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.